The following audio clip is an excerpt from a live webinar with Dr. Robert Glover. All rights are reserved. Unauthorized copying, sale, and distribution are prohibited. For additional audio recordings and other related resources, please visit drglover.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Robert Glover, and this is Sunday, the 10th of July, 2022. And I've got, I'm calling this an informal drop-in call with people who are interested in my virtual or in-person workshops, just an informal chat to let people ask any questions that they might have or just say hi. Any of the above's okay. So I have no pitch or nothing planned that I want to tell everybody. But I just wanted to set this up and just let you know I've got a virtual TPI and coach certification workshop starting next a week from today, the 17th of July. Virtual, it'll be online. The TPI part of the workshop is 5 weeks. There'll be Sunday morning starting at 10 a.m. Pacific, and the calls are all 3 hours each. And then the coach certification aspect of that, you do the same. All the same program that the TPI people do, but you get a sixth workshop with me at the conclusion of the TPI workshop. And during that sixth session, we dive into more stuff and dive into certification type issues in terms of No More Mr. Nice Guy certification. I started doing the virtual workshops, I guess going on 3 years ago, probably about 2 years ago, to deal basically with COVID. That I couldn't do my in-person workshops. People have been asking me to do virtual workshops for a while, and I don't think it'll be the same. But, you know, when Mother Nature decided our world was going to change a little bit, I changed, I adjusted, and I was blown away. The first time I did the virtual format, like I'm still doing, I did two of them, a Friday night and a Sunday morning, and they both filled up and sold out quickly. And then the guys absolutely loved it. And what I found was in my in-person workshops, I love how the guys connect. I often tell guys Friday night of the weekend workshops, by Sunday, you know, you're strangers right now, but by Sunday, you guys are going to feel like you're frat brothers for 20 years, like you've known each other forever. And it is always surprising how deeply the men connect in the in-person workshop. So I wondered if that would happen in the virtual workshops. And to my surprise, I think it even went deeper, primarily because we had more time together stretched out over 5 or 6 weeks rather than just 3 days. I can give people homework in between the calls, which I do. And usually the homework involves connecting with other members in the workshop. So that's a powerful way to connect. But the other thing that's really powerful about the virtual workshop, not only do we have time spread out and I can actually deliver a lot more information and material and get you guys more connected. When the workshop's over, I've done, I think maybe 14 of these now, several, more than a dozen of the virtual workshops, because you're already set up with each other doing Zoom calls. I set you up in a Signal thread where you guys communicate with each other. Because that virtual setup is already in place, the guys just continue it. And I think pretty much every virtual workshop I've ever done, the guys just kind of took it over and continued meeting with each other, you know, every other week, once a month. In fact, several of my in-person workshops have done that as well. So the virtual workshops have really turned out, you know, beyond my expectation, and from the feedback I've gotten from people, it exceeded most people's expectations, really how much we can do online using Zoom. Now, I know many of us are maybe in Zoom burnout by now, but it's still a really good tool, especially if you can't get on an airplane, come fly to where I'm doing an in-person workshop, and especially for people in Europe and other parts of the world. So, as I said, got another workshop starting in a week. Next Sunday, the 17th of July, there's just a few spots left in that. I just thought, well, you know, let me just set some time aside. People can drop in with me like this, ask any questions you've got, and we'll just go from there. So I'm going to quit talking for now and just open this up. If you've got any questions, any comments, if you've done one of my workshops and want to share your experience, that would be fine as well. So if you've got a question, raise either your digital hand by going down to the navigation bar down below where it says reactions. You click that and raise a digital hand, or just kind of wave at me if you got a question. And let me just Here, if you guys have got any questions about what's going on or would like more information or want me to go into more detail on anything. Benny's waving at me, and then Gregory's got his hand up. So let's go to Benny first and then over to Gregory.
Okay. I signed up on your November TPI workshop.
In Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read your travel to Puerto Vallarta. Are you still serious about the COVID test you want on there?
No. Well, here's what we'll do. When I first started redoing in-person workshops about a year ago, be a year ago, November, like half the guys got COVID. They left the workshop and tested positive for COVID. Since that time, I've had COVID twice. I've been vaccinated, you know, three times. I've had three shots, got a fourth one coming up later this summer. And so, you know, COVID's just a reality. But here's what I've been doing for the last two things I've done in my home is that when you get there Friday night, I give everybody a self-administered COVID test and, you know, everybody tests themselves. And so far, everybody's turned out negative doing that. Somebody has a positive test, I'll send you out to get a PCR test and we'll just double check and make sure. If you are positive, you know, you'll use your money for another workshop in the future. But no, my, you know, the only suggestion I do have flying down is, you know, I would personally get a COVID test before flying down or just take a personal one before you fly down. Just, you know, because I was actually going to attend a workshop in a men's program I'm in less than a month ago in Colorado. And my wife tested positive for COVID the morning I was supposed to get on an airplane and fly there, which ruled me out for protocol, both of getting on an airplane and for going to the workshop. But I'd been sick 2 weeks before that, but I tested negative both times. And I was really sick. Then my whole family got it. My wife, my kids, my sister-in-law, we all went to the doctor and the doctor said, oh, you had COVID. I go, okay, but I tested negative. But so anyway, it's nice to know before you get on an airplane, fly somewhere, you know, are you going to have issues, you know, once you're there. Now, the good thing about Mexico recently changed their law is that you used to have a negative COVID test. You have to have proof of negative 24 hours before flying into the U.S., right? So that was big business down in Puerto Vallarta is doing COVID tests. They quit doing that about a month ago. If you are not a U.S. citizen, you still have to show proof of vaccination to get on an airplane and fly into the U.S. So that's something, I don't know if that affects you at all, but something to consider. So no,
okay.
Short answer to your question, you know, we'll do a self-test when you get to my house.
Okay. I still have the free test kits from the government, so I'll use that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, might as well order those tests. They give them for free. They take forever to get there, but you know, go ahead and use them. All right. So Benny, looking forward to meeting you in Puerto Vallarta. All right. Gregory, you got your digital hand up?
Yes. So can you describe how these 3-hour-long sessions go a little bit? The reason I'm asking is that I'm already in another program. I think the guy knows you. It's Embodied Masculine with Amir Kaligi. Do you know him?
I know Amir. He's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah. So I'm in his program, 4-month program right now. Mm-hmm. And it's every Sunday from like 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific. Standard time. So there's an hour overlap there, and I'm definitely considering signing up for your November in-person show. But I'm just interested how the virtual goes as well. And
yeah.
The follow-up question to that would be, what's the difference between the two? Are they complementary? Are they kind of you know, just the same sort of experience or not?
Okay, that's like the best two questions you guys could ask, because it lets me just, you know, talk about what the experience is like. So let me answer your second question first. The in-person and virtual workshops, of course, are different in just that it's a different format. Material-wise, what you'll get out of it is going to be very similar. Now, I say that with the caveat that here's how I've done my my TPI workshops for quite some time. And by the way, the coach certification aspect of that, you go through the TPI like everybody else, but you get some a lot of extra benefits and some other things. But really, you're just, you're one of the guys, you know, so if you do coach certification. But Friday night for the in-person workshops, we, and in the first three-hour call of the virtual workshop, we do the same thing. And that is kind of once we get established, you know, kind of ground rules, how it's going to work, we spend the rest of the time with everybody just introducing themselves and telling everybody who they are, why they signed up for this, and what they want to get out of the workshop. I make notes on that. Now, I've done these workshops for years, so I've done enough of them. I know we're usually going to cover a lot of the same material. You know, we're probably going to talk about boundaries. We're probably going to talk about relationships. We're probably going to talk about sex. We're probably about to talk about dating some. We'll probably talk about ruminating brain some. You know, we're going to talk about masculine, feminine energies. We'll probably talk about father issues. You know, I just know that those are the kinds of things that come up with nice guys. But I take notes, whether it's Friday night for the weekend workshop or the first call of a virtual workshop. I make the notes of what people are working on. You know, they're going through a divorce, or they're single and, you know, can't date, or they got a porn addiction. You know, I jot those down. Those things become our general agenda for the workshop, whether that's in person or virtual. And I always say, especially in the in-person workshops, I see my main goal is staying out of the way and just facilitating people getting what they most need. Now, in the in-person workshop, I've seen workshops go a lot of different directions. I never know what to expect, right? Everyone has its own personality. I've seen some workshops where the guys want to process, you know, go really deep into just processing who they are, their issues, you know, interaction with each other. I've seen others where guys, you know, have a deep problem and they want help with dealing with that problem. I've had workshops where the guys just really want to do Q&A the entire time. Just keep asking me questions about stuff, which is, I'm okay with that. So I'm okay with any of those directions that it goes. Now, in the virtual workshop, it's a lot the same, but in the virtual workshops, I have time to give you homework in between. And so over the last, since I've been doing the virtual workshops, I've created some videos, some desktop videos using like PowerPoint type stuff, where I'll give you those assignments to watch in between calls. And again, we'll kind of adapt each call to what's most needed. You know, if there's a lot of single guys in a virtual workshop, you know, we'll probably spend a whole call just talking about dating type stuff. So just, again, I try to adapt it. So I can't say you will get this, this, and this in a workshop. But what I do tell people is take responsibility for getting what you want, right? Don't leave the workshop saying, well, I didn't get what I wanted. You know, that's part of nice guy recovery. Is asking for what we want. And I'll do my best to make sure you get it. So in terms of what you will get out of either virtual versus in person, it's there's no difference, right? It'll be different from workshop to workshop to workshop to workshop, but it's not like one has a lot of material that the other doesn't. Just in the virtual workshop, like I said, I can get you guys connected with each other outside a group, have you listen to a podcast, have you listen to a meditation, you know, have you watch a video. I can just give you more of that in the virtual workshop. Now, back to your question of what would the call look like in the 3 hours of it. I don't think it will work for you to miss the third hour of each call. One thing that I stress, you know, especially in the virtual workshop, is, you know, I want you to be there for all the calls. Now, if you do miss one, if you have an emergency, you get sick, and that happens, I record all the calls. You can listen to it afterwards. But of course, that means you miss the interaction with the other guys. So, I love Amir. I got to know him in the men's program I'm in. And so I've known him for probably 4 years. He does really great work. I'm excited for what he's built. But to miss the last hour probably would not work. Now, to answer your question further, here's what I do on most of the calls. Like I said, the very first call, we spend that just getting to know each other, setting our agenda for the rest of the calls. But typically I'll begin a call with, and the order might fluctuate a little bit, but usually we'll do a check-in. Like everybody gets a minute, 2 minutes, check in. How are you doing? Anything in particular you'd like to dive into on that particular call? then I will usually do some sort of meditation, guided imagery, body work, probably, you know, similar to stuff you're doing with Amir. You know, we might do an ego eradicator. We might do Wim Hof breathing. One of the things I like to do is a Wim Hof breathing exercise with a death practice built into it. That's kind of fun. That's unique. I developed that myself.
With what practice?
A death practice. Yeah. Where we imagine being dead while we're holding our breath. Excuse me. Don't mean to cough into the mic. I'll mute myself next time. So, and like, for example, probably second call, we'll do your best life, ideal life visualization meditation. So we'll usually begin a check-in, some sort of physical embodiment practice, yogic practice, meditation, guided imagery. Then we'll probably, you know, talk about anything like homework assignments you had from the previous week. And then usually we'll have at least an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours to usually dive into whatever's up with people, whatever we've decided we want to dive into. And so like that last hour that you would miss would usually typically be just, you know, discussion, guys asking questions, going deeper into a particular subject. So since you'd have an overlap, if you can make it down to Puerto Vallarta in your situation, I'd say you'd be better off doing the in-person workshop. Did that answer everything you were wondering about?
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I probably answered a bunch of other questions with that answer as well. But who else? Any other questions about virtual or in-person workshops? Jim.
Yeah, I'm interested in the Puerto Vallarta workshop in November. I'm kind of thinking of bundling it with like a vacation, you know, at the same time and yeah. have that weekend.
No, terrible idea. Break. You don't want to do that. It's a beautiful idea. In fact, yeah. one guy wrote me today or just a couple of days ago about having dental work done. He needs some implants done. And if Puerto Vallarta is an excellent medical tourism destination. So I send him a picture of my veneers. I you know, total veneers and, you know, I've had a ton of dental work done there. And beautiful work at a fraction of what it costs in the U.S. So, yeah, if you come to Puerto Vallarta, by all means, either come before, stay after, or both. It is a beautiful place, and it is well worth spending extra time there.
Just on kind of a practical level, do you have, like, recommendations for places to stay and just kind of, like, the logistics of being there?
In terms of that, I don't necessarily recommend hotels because there's a lot of them and I haven't stayed in them and I don't know them, but I hold the workshop in my home and I'm pretty centrally located in Puerto Vallarta. And so what I have people do is, you know, Google my address, and I give that after you sign up, not before. Google my address. And lately a lot of guys have been staying at Airbnbs that are local. It's a pretty inexpensive way of doing it. Especially if they're not going to be there a lot of time and don't plan on, you know, needing a swimming pool like the hotels would have. But like, you know, there's most name brand hotels close to me, the Sheraton. Probably you could walk to my house. Guys have done that. And it's right on the beach. There's a Marriott right on the beach. And really the two, I guess there's probably, if you want to stay in a hotel, there's three considerations. There's really probably three primary zones in Puerto Vallarta. One is Old Town Romantic Zone. And I used to live in that area for about 6 years. I had a couple different condos there. Everything's very walkable. There's a lot of restaurants. It's right on the beach. It's just, you know, it's easy to get out a lot and just walk and do a lot of things. Now, that area is also really booming in terms of construction, building multi-use condos like every other cool city in the world, you know. So a lot of development's going on. So it's kind of changing that old town feel. And one other thing is that Puerto Vallarta is a very gay-friendly town. And that part of town, especially the romantic zone, right next to the old town and right next to the central, very gay-friendly. So a lot of the places there cater to gay men. And sometimes guys are a little bit surprised when they get there and they go, oh, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, like I said, I lived in there, that area, and I loved it. And because there are a lot of gay men, also a lot of great restaurants, because the gay men like nice restaurants. That's generalization, but it seems to be true. Okay. So you got the Old Town area, which I like. That's going to be about a 20-minute Uber or taxi to my house. Then there's what they'll call the hotel zone. That's like where the Sheraton is and a lot of hotels. That's probably just going to be a 10-minute Uber or taxi to my house and even walkable, you know, probably 25, 30-minute walk to my house. Then there's the area called the Marina. And that is, it's got some hotels. The Marriott is in there, but it's a lot more condos. And it's a pretty developed area as well. There's a golf course there. And the Marina would probably be about a 20-minute taxi or Uber ride to my house. And all of those are great areas to stay. And what I suggest to people, you know, if they find a place that looks good to them, you know, send me a link to it. I'll tell them if I know anything about it. And then, you know, we'll go from there. So you got your choice, like I said, of Airbnbs near where I live in various neighborhoods around me, Old Town, Hotel Zone, and the Marina. I would recommend you don't stay in Nuevo Vallarta. That's more, depending where you are in Nuevo, is more like 45 minutes, half hour to 45 minutes from my house, depending on where it is and traffic. So those would be my recommendations. And do come before or after or both.
Okay, great. Right. Is there a cap on the number of people in the workshop?
I limit it to 8 guys. And
eight guys. Okay.
I just had a sign up last week. I think it has 5 right now. So maybe there's, I think it's about 3 spots left. So, you know, either the virtual or the Puerto Vallarta, both I think only have like 3 spaces left. So, you know, if you're thinking about doing either one of them, you know, no high pressure, but, you know, register sooner rather than later. Okay. Hope to see you down there. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Scott and then Nico. Scott, what's your question?
I think you're in the middle of a Nice Guys Rotten Middle Management right now. Is that right?
Yeah. The course.
Will you be offering that as a video series eventually?
Yes, because I'm converting it into video because I had so much travel going on really since, well, all year long, but in May, June, and July. I'm up in Seattle right now. I was just camping last week. I had so much travel, I pushed that course out instead of the 8 weeks, 8 lessons, I pushed out 16 weeks, which is gives me more time. I get 2 weeks to record every video. And so I just recorded video 6 before I came here. And so I've got 2 more videos to record on that. So it is being converted. And so by the end of the summer, once all the videos are up, we'll also offer that as a standalone video course as well for those who aren't in it right now. So yeah, it'll be coming up in the next month and a half.
Okay. Out of that course and the ruminating brain course, if you were going to do which order would you do those in, or does it matter?
You know, let me give you just a little kind of bird's eye view of the courses, and then, you know, I'll answer your question about order. I started converting my written courses to video last fall, and I had no idea how big of a project it was going to be. I thought, oh, yeah, I'll just get these things done. I'll do 2 classes at a time, overlap, blah, blah. I realized I couldn't do that. So I'd push courses out 1 at a time. Then even like doing this course, I pushed it out 2 extra months, just because number one, I want to really produce high quality content. And so Ruminating Brain was the first course that I did. And I was reading an outline off my computer screen with a webcam. And then I did All the Way In. And by All the Way In, I got a little better at doing a script, not so much just outline. Then I did Positive Emotional Tension this last January. And by the time I got to this, I'd bought a teleprompter, 2 digital cameras, recording in 4K, better lighting, better sound. And then my assistant got really, really good at the production of it. So the bird's eye view is that PET and now middle management are just really high quality video. The others are high quality information, but I'm going to go back and re-record both Ruminating Brain and all the way in. I'll just, you know, edit scripts a little bit, but do it in higher quality video. Content will be pretty much identical. Now, and so everybody who has purchased those Ruminating Brain and All the Way In video courses, who it does, will automatically get the new video versions once I get those done. But that'll be this fall before that happens. Now, to answer your question, I think Ruminating Brain is if you do have a tendency to spin, ruminate, worry, get anxious, you know, rehash the past, project in the future, measure, compare yourself, I would start with that. Because in my mind, the premise of Ruminating Brain is probably as paradigm shifting as No More Mr. Nice Guy has been for a lot of people. You know, a lot of guys read No More Mr. Nice Guy and say, yeah, I've read a lot of self-help books. This is the first one that I really could relate to. How do you know me so well? You've been following me around forever. And it's a paradigm shifter to go, oh, there's nothing really wrong with me. I've just been following a roadmap that doesn't work very well. Ruminating Brain, I think, is that same kind of paradigm shifter, because most people ruminating brains, you know, you've spent your entire life inside your head. You think all that noise and all that bullshit is real, is normal. And maybe you think everybody's that way. And so, you know, everything your mind tells you, you think is true. Now, everybody, that's true for everybody, even if you don't have a ruminating brain. Everybody believes everything they think until you get learned to be an observer. So I think if you can relate at all to the content of Ruminating Brain, I would start with that. And again, you know, I'm going to do a higher quality video version of it, but you're still going to get the same material, and you'll get that other version once it gets done this fall. And then, you know, if you're kind of stuck in work, then I'd follow that up with middle management, which will be available towards the end of the summer, probably August sometime. And then the PET and All the Way In both relate to relationships. And once I get the Ruminating Brain and All the Way In reshot and get those done, I'm going to create an eight video series for Dating Essentials for Men. And then create one to go with the No More Mr. Nice Guy toolkit as well. So I've got, you know, big projects that are probably going to take another year to finish all of these. But eventually all that stuff will be available in video classes. So does that answer your question, Scott?
Yes, sir.
I usually get more information than is necessary, but hopefully that was helpful. Nico, you're next on my screen.
Hey, Dr. Glover, I'd like to ask you a follow-up question that you answered partially on Gregory's question, but if you were to explain this course and the purpose of this course to a five-year-old to just break it down to its most simple level, what would you say?
All right. I love that question. I'm going to mute you back there. Thanks for muting yourself. We got a little bit of echo there. I love that question because I had a grad school professor in my PhD program. And sometimes like a question for like, you know, final exam would be explain parametric statistics in terms that your grandmother would understand. And so I love that approach. And actually it's kind of borrowed from Einstein. I think he said something like, if you can't explain it to where your grandmother or a five-year-old would explain it, you don't know it. So five-year-old, what is the TPI workshop about that a five-year-old would understand? I would say first and foremost, it's about tribe. It's about building connection with men. And I tell guys, you know, both in terms of virtual and in-person workshop, this is such a unique opportunity to connect with men. And I think we men are robbed of tribe. You know, our ancestors lived in tribe. Even going back 60 years ago, our fathers and grandfathers spent most of their time with other men. And now we don't have that connection with men. Now, you know, we go seeking the approval of women. We get busy in work and career, and we just don't make time for men. And most of us don't know where to meet conscious, you know, men that are really working on themselves, wanting to grow. So it's about building tribe, because you will leave either in person or virtual workshop with a group of men that, you know, you'll feel like you've known them forever. And you'll want to stay connected with them. So there's, I think, number one. A second thing I would say, in my most recent workshop in Puerto Vallarta, one of the guys in introducing himself Friday night said something that it just blew me away. And, you know, I've been doing this work for a long time. So when I hear something that blows me away, you know, that's pretty significant. And he said, he made the comment. He said, I think for most of my life, I've been trying to fix myself rather than just grow. And I, wow, that's what most of us are doing. We think we got to fix ourselves. We got to be better men, different men, change something fundamental about ourselves. And we don't. I mean, I say that in No More Mr. Nice Guy, and in the preface I wrote for the, you know, the revision about 5 years ago, that recovery from nice guy syndrome is not about becoming a different person, a better person. It's about becoming more us, loving ourselves as we are. And so I asked the guy, I said, can we make that our theme for this workshop? And say, rather than trying to fix ourselves, how do we keep growing? How do we keep growing as men, evolving? So I would say that's the second thing that you expect from the workshop. That we're going to get out of the, how do I become different? How do I become better? How do I get women to like me? How, you know, let's get out of this seeking external validation and approval and start validating and approving of ourselves just as we are, owning ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, we don't grow. I plan on growing till the day I die. I continue working on me, not because there's something broken about me or not good enough about me. I keep working on me because I think that's the joy of human experience, is to keep growing and having new experiences and learning. So I would say that's probably the, you know, the other core part of the workshop is that whether you're virtual or in person, you are going to, number one, maybe identify where you think you needed fixed and learn to start accepting you and loving you as you are, and get the tools to keep growing and evolving as a man and as a human being. So I'd say tribe and a new paradigm for growing rather than fixing something. So how'd I do on answering it for a five-year-old?
I don't know, but that was great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the question.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Joe, you're next on my screen with your hand up.
Thanks. I have a couple questions. The first and most important one, is there a difference between having relatively lower emotional intelligence and being a nice guy?
Oh, man, I love theoretical questions. Compare and contrast, I don't even know how to answer that. What are you really asking me?
Well, I'm thinking that perhaps being a so-called nice guy is about emotional repression and, you know, rumination, as perhaps you somewhat suggested, so that if one were to work on emotional growth, that would also help grow in the area of being a nice guy.
If you had like two circles, you know, one was, you know, emotional development, the other is nice guy syndrome. Yes, they overlap. Are they identical? Not in every way necessarily. For example, in my Dating Essentials for Men material, I often say that actually my dating books are not about dating. They're about expanding our emotional and social intelligence. And because we all have a desire to have companionship and love and sex, that's the motivation to work on our social and emotional intelligence, expanding those. And we can do that. I'm a big believer in expanding those things. Nice guy syndrome, I'll give the five-year-old version again. Nice guys at a very young age inaccurately internalized an emotional belief, I'm not okay just as I am. There's something wrong with me. And as a result, at an emotional level, not a cognitive level, not a thinking level. So you're right about this, about being emotional development. We developed an emotional belief that at an unconscious level that I have to become what I think other people want me to be liked, loved, and get my needs met, and hide anything about me that I think might get a negative reaction from other people. Okay. And so working on those core pieces to me is the core work of nice guy recovery. So one is, working on that internal belief system that I'm not okay, toxic shame. And we do that by revealing ourselves to safe people. And I'm still doing that. To this day, I'm still revealing me to save people. So getting more accurate messages about who we are, and then that first defense mechanism of seeking that external approval. So part of our recovery work is beginning to learn to approve of ourselves and love ourselves rather than seeking that outside ourselves. It's also learning to take responsibility for getting our needs met and surrounding ourselves with people who want to help us meet our needs. And then that second defense mechanism of hiding the parts about me, that's again where we work at revealing ourselves to save people and learning to accept every aspect of who I am. Now I don't remember, it's all the way in course of the Ruminating Brain course, video course. I begin one of the videos by just stating, I'm a judgmental motherfucker. I am. I'm critical. I'm judgmental of self and others. And, you know, one time I thought, I got to change that. I got to quit being judgmental, until I realized I was being judgmental of myself for being judgmental. And maybe it was better to accept the fact that I'm judgmental and just observe my tendency to be judgmental as information, which usually means I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I'm overwhelmed, and then I can pay attention to it. So we don't have to hide these things about ourselves. So that's what I primarily focus on in Nice Guy Recovery, is dealing with that inaccurate internalized belief, the toxic shame, dealing with the seeking the external validation, approval seeking, covert contracts of trying to manipulate people into meeting our needs, giving to get, and then also that thing of hiding ourselves, so learning to be honest, learning to be straightforward, learning to be transparent, learning to surround ourselves with trustworthy people. So that's really, whether you take a course with me, or in-person workshop, virtual workshop, that's going to be kind of the core pieces we keep coming back to. So does that help answer your first question?
Yes, thank you. That was fantastic. The second one, these workshops, would our video interactions be recorded and used at a later time?
No. I do not record the in-person workshops. I do record the virtual workshops so that the guys can rewatch it. Those videos stay behind a firewall on my website. Only people who are in that workshop can access them. Excuse me. I when you sign up for a virtual workshop, you get a really long email from me that talks about how we're going to practice security and confidentiality with each other. You know, things like, you know, don't open, you know, the course page on my website and leave it open, you know, on a home computer, a computer in public, you know, things that will protect everybody's anonymity and confidentiality. I'm really, really stringent about that. So the videos that are made on the virtual workshops, the only people that will ever see them or have access to them are the people in that particular workshop. Now, there's one exception, is that sometimes I will clip the audio of a guided imagery, meditation, practice. I clip just the audio of it that I might make available to other people outside the program. But nobody's voice is on it. Nobody can see it. It's just me and it's just audio. So that's the one exception to that. That helpful?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your question. All right. Gregory got his hand up again.
Yes. Just a follow-up question.
Sure.
As far as the certification, who normally decides to get certified, and how does that work in general? Like, what are the prerequisites? I mean, you mentioned that it's the same program, but then you just, I guess, you get certified at the end of it if you take another class or something. So that's
a good question. And here's how it is. And probably in about a year, I'm gonna upgrade the standards for the certification, because I'm building some new platforms into my website. That'll be about a year down the road. It'll be probably about a 5-month program rather than the weekend. So the certification, who takes it? That's a good question, because, you know, a lot of people ask me about it. I would divide the people that take the certification program into probably three categories. One would be guys that are already working with, you know, working with men, you know, people that are coaching, therapists that are, you know, either making their living at it or, you know, just finished a program and just getting started, just launching their own business. And, you know, they want a deeper dive into my material. They want to get referrals from me. They want to be able to, you know, be listed on my website as a certified coach or therapist. The second category is guys that think at some point they might want to be a coach or, you know, a helper of some sort, lead men's groups or whatever. And so maybe they're not already doing it. Maybe they might not ever, you know, make a living at it, but, you know, they're interested. And so they come, you know, do this to kind of, you know, see, you know, get their feet wet and see what it feels like. The third category, which is maybe the biggest category, is guys that just want access to all my materials at a good price. And because I would say, for example, right now, I think since I've been doing the certification, there's over 100 guys have done it. You know, maybe it's like about 120 maybe have done it now. And maybe only about 30 or 40 of them list themselves on my website as like have a shingle out making money at doing it. So a lot of the guys just take it because, you know, they want the extra materials. They think they might want to lead like a peer, you know, men's group at some point. And they just kind of want, you know, a little experience. Now, and I spell this out on the page for the certification where this is not a coach training program. It's just a deep dive into my materials. Now, what you get in addition to the TPI workshop where you come do your own work, you know, like everybody else in the workshop, is you get access to all of my courses, my bonus bundles, Dating Essentials for Men, the No More Mr. Nice Guy Toolkit. You do get a listing on my website. One of my certified therapists, coach, Chuck Chapman, lives in Portland, and he also works for me.
Sorry, you're breaking up there.
Am I breaking up? I heard a voice saying I was breaking up, which doesn't surprise me.
You're back now.
I'm back? Okay. Thanks. My internet at my mother's house tends to suck. So Chuck is an assistant of mine. I pay him every email I get from anybody that says, Dr. Glover, I read your book. It's amazing. Where can I find a men's group? Chuck answers those and tends to direct people to my various coaches so that you get those referrals. And every month in my monthly newsletter, my coaches can put a blurb about anything that they have going on that they want to promote in my monthly newsletter. So if you just want to, you know, get all these extra materials that I teach, all my classes, all this stuff, you know, at less than it would cost to go out and buy it all, you know, individually. Plus there's several other, you know, nice things that I throw in there. And I do like twice a year, a Zoom call with all my coaches where we just dive into a subject like, you know, starting men's groups or promoting your business or creating product. And I'm just thinking this morning, I think the next one I'm going to do maybe this fall is how to get published. We just do a mastermind call with all my coaches on Zoom, and I record those and people have access to them, or my coaches have access. And I keep adding materials that the coaches, you know, have available to them. So basically it's just a way of just getting a lot more goodies at a pretty good price. And then if you do decide you want to coach and you want to, you know, put your shingle out and make a living at it, you can post yourself on my website.
Thank you. And just a last quick thing for me, as far as online groups, that I can be participating in right now before, you know, the November workshop, just to exchange ideas, you know, what worked for me following the book and all the exercise. Is there a group that is, you know, pretty active right now, and is and how do I access?
I would suggest you contact Chuck, who I told you about, and you could just email him. Let me just put it in the chat box. So let me just put his email in. It's just Chuck. This is real easy. It's just Chuck at drglover.com. And tell him that you're on the call with me, and that that I suggested that you know you reach out, and then he'll let you know who has groups going on. And there's a few of my coaches that have groups going on pretty much most of the time on Zoom that you can be a part of.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Frank, you finally got connected. Like for half the call, it said Frank is connecting to. I assume you're the same Frank that's been trying to connect to audio forever.
I am the same, but I was on my phone, so I did catch the beginning on my phone.
All right, as always, your question, Frank. Glad you actually, you know, are here. I can see you and hear you.
Yeah, it's nice to be here. My question is, how would you compare the TPI online course to going through your entire other series of courses that you offer on your site?
Now, I say, how would I compare doing the virtual workshop with all my other courses?
Yeah, I'm wondering if one were to go through all of your other courses, would that cover the information that is covered in the TPI course, or is TPI just totally different?
You know, TPI, like I answered in an earlier question, you know, even though we often cover, you know, I usually can predict we're going to cover certain things like masculine, feminine energies, maybe dating, sex, relationship issues, father issues, you know, covert contracts. There's usually, you know, pretty common core stuff. They can go in any direction. You know, I can't ever predict what direction. And I would say the virtual workshops, you know, have even broader range to, you know, go off in different directions than even the in-person workshop, just because it's over 5 weeks and you're connected with each other. To me, the really big difference, two big differences of doing a virtual or doing any either workshop as opposed to just taking a course. One is you build tribe. And I mentioned that earlier. You really do get deeply connected with some other guys to where, you know, I guys that have done my workshops have created like best friends for life, you know, BFFs, you know, forever, that with guys I met in the workshop. And I'll still hear from guys say, oh, me and so-and-so, yeah, we're still really connected, or we went and took a trip together, or we still meet, you know, every month on Zoom. So tribe is really big, and you don't tend to get that dynamic near as much in my online courses. And I think the second piece I'd say is bigger in the virtual workshop is really getting a safe environment to reveal you and take risks and be vulnerable and be supported through that process and find out you're not alone, and other people both can relate to your experience and as you relate to theirs, and you don't feel terminally unique or flawed in any way. And that's probably less likely to happen in just taking one of my courses as well. Now, of course, just content and material wise, there's going to be quite a bit of overlap. And it's not unusual, you know, that during one of my workshops, as I say, I'm going to sign everybody up for this particular course, because it seems to be it's not unusual for me to like, and guys in my workshop, I'm going to put all of you in my ruminating brain course because you all need it, you know. And so I do stuff like that. And like I said, if you do the certification, you get all the courses as well. But I say, yeah, those two things, tribe and just vulnerability, which those, I think those are priceless to get those.
Yeah.
And you're more likely to get those in the workshops than you would in the class.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Thank you for your question, Frank. All right. Anybody else? Questions? Raise a digital hand, wave at me. We've covered a lot of stuff. All right, Benny.
One final question on the TPI.
Move your microphone in front of your mouth.
Sorry. Yeah.
Unless you got, you know, lips.
Yeah, I get absent-minded that way. Final question on the TPI workshop in November. You mentioned in your letter or in the website WhatsApp, but then you also mentioned another app, Signals. Which one?
We'll use Signal. The WhatsApp, okay. I need to go back and see where that is and change it to Signal. It used to be I used WhatsApp to keep people connected. But, you know, for the in-person workshops, I'll have people start connecting about a week before the workshop, letting each other know travel plans, you know, things like that, and stay connected afterwards. But after Mark Zuckerberg, you know, in another bold-faced lie said, you know, when he bought WhatsApp for $18.5 billion, he said, we will not harvest data. But why else do you buy something for $18.5 billion that actually does not generate any revenue, unless you harvest data? When he said he was going to start harvesting data on WhatsApp, even though it's supposed to be encrypted, I still have to use it a little bit because my wife and my kids still use it. And if I want to text them, but I went to Signal because nobody harvests data, is completely encrypted. So long answer to your question again, it will be on Signal. And I'll go in and find that reference to WhatsApp and change it over to Signal.
It's in the website when you get that, when you sign up and you get that unique website only to you.
Okay. Thanks, yeah. Thanks for that information. I'll go change that. So any other questions? Virtual workshop, in-person workshop? Okay. Deep.
Yeah, just to confirm, did you say we get, if we do the certification, we get the courses, or did you mean like we get the material and the courses in the certification?
In the certification program, you'll like I said, I've been converting them all into video. You'll get all the video courses.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool.
And you get the Dating Essentials for Men bonus bundle and the No More Mr. Nice Guy toolkit as well. And as I said, those eventually will be converted into video courses as well. And you get all that.
Oh, great. All right, cool. Thanks.
Anything else? Any other questions? Well, let's wrap it up with that. I appreciate you guys coming out and talking to me. If nothing else, I like talking to, you know, to my peeps, my folks. I love getting to know you guys, seeing your faces, seeing, you know, hearing what things are going on in your life. And again, no high pressure, but both workshops, the virtual one in July and the one in Puerto Vallarta in November, I think just have about three or four spaces in the virtual, and probably I think just three spaces. The one in Puerto Vallarta, I really have a hard limit on it just because it is in my home and you know, I've only got so much space. The virtual workshop, every now and then, you know, if the demand is there, you know, I cap it at 10 as opposed to 8 for the Puerto Vallarta. But you know, if we had 11th or 12th guy that wanted in, I'd let him in. But there's a hard cap at 8 for the one in Puerto Vallarta. So if you do want in, you know, I'd say, you know, write me sooner rather than later. I'll send you the registration link and especially since the virtual workshop does begin a week from today. And again, if you are going to take the virtual workshop, you know, be there, you know, at least, you know, for the majority of the sessions. If you do have to miss one, something's on the plan, a vacation, whatever, I get it. You know, you can listen to the recording, you can still do the homework in between, but be able to be there for the majority of the calls. All right, Gregory, you got your hand up again.
Yeah, Dr. Glover, for the Puerto Vallarta, so I see that the certification and the TPI is the same dates, right?
Yeah, it's the same workshop.
Same workshop. So can I update my application to the certification? Is that a
That's a good question. And in fact, this happens frequently, both in my in-person, but especially in the virtual workshop. I don't know, it was about a year or so ago, sometime in the last year. I was doing a Friday night and a Sunday TPI/coach certification. And when like the fifth week was up for the TPI, you know, and the guys knew that some of the guys were going to get a sixth session, they said, Can we upgrade? And in that, both Friday night and Sunday, everybody upgraded to the certification because they wanted the extra time, that extra, you know, week together, and they wanted all the extra goodies that came with it because it is a good buy. So yes, if you've registered for a TPI, either virtual or in person, it's not a problem to pay the extra money and upgrade to the certification part of that and get all the extra goodies. That happens regularly. You know, guys will be in Puerto Vallarta and they'll go, oh, you mean you get all of this extra stuff if you do the certification? And I go, yeah. And they go, I'll send you a link. We'll, you know, just pay the extra and you're good. And for the in-person workshops, when that's over, I will also do a Zoom call for all the certification people in the in-person workshop. After the workshop, I'll get together with all the coach certification guys on a Zoom call, and we'll just, you know, give you a little extra time to just talk about anything related to certification.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for that question. All right, lots of really good questions. We covered a lot of good stuff. Like I said, I'm recording this, and I'll post it on the same page that the link to this was on. And so usually my assistant can get these things up in 12 hours or less, usually a couple hours. And so if you want to listen to it again, it's available. And I know other people who couldn't make the call will be able to listen to it. And if you have another question that comes up, just send me an email and I'll answer that. I'd love to see, all of your faces at a future workshop, whether it's July or November. I don't have any other dates set for in-person or virtual workshops coming up. My guess is the next virtual workshop will probably be first of next year. And then the next workshop in Puerto Vallarta, probably February or March of next year. And I used to do them up in Seattle as well, but my buddy who had a great office down on Lake Union in Seattle retired and let the office go. But I may also kind of figure out some way to do another one, an in-person weekend workshop up here in the Seattle area, sometime in the next 6 months or so. So, but that, again, I don't have any of that definite in my mind yet. But so right now, these are the only two workshops on my schedule, the virtual one starting next week, and the Puerto Vallarta one early November. All right, gentlemen, like I said, if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email, and I hope to see you and your faces at a future workshop. So thanks for taking the time to join me this morning. This was fun. I enjoyed hanging out with you guys. So you guys have a great day, great evening, great morning, wherever you are in the world. Take care, guys.
The preceding audio clip was an excerpt from a live webinar with Dr. Robert Glover. All rights are reserved. Unauthorized copying, sale, and distribution are prohibited. For additional audio recordings and other related resources, please visit drglover.com.